Horatio. Here, sweet my lord, at your service. Horatio, thou art e'en as just a man as e'er my conversation coped withal. Oh, my dear lord, nay, do not think I flatter, for what advancement may I hope from thee that no revenue hath but thy good spirit to feed and clothe thee? Why should the poor be flattered? No, let the candied tongue lick absurd pomp and crook the pregnant hinges of the knee where thrift may follow fawning. Dost thou hear? Since my dear soul was mistress of her choice and could of men distinguish, her election hath sealed thee for herself. For thou hast been as one in suffering all that suffers nothing. A man that fortune's buffets and rewards hath ta'en with equal thanks. And blessed are those whose blood and judgment are so well commingled that they are not a pipe for fortune's finger to sound what stop she please. Give me that man that is not passion's slave, and I will wear him in my heart's core, aye, in my heart of hearts, as I do thee. Something too much of this. There is a play tonight before the king. One scene of it comes near the circumstance which I have told thee of my father's death. I prithee, when thou seest that act afoot, even with a very comment of thy soul, observe me, uncle. If his occulted guilt do not itself unkennel in one speech, it is a damned ghost that we have seen, and my imaginations are as foul as Balkan's stithy. Give him heedful note, for I mine eyes will rivet to his face, and after we will both our judgments join in center of his seeming. They are coming to the play. I must be idle. Get you a place.